Hey, Life Minute, we're Big Time Rush.
If you haven't streamed Another Life, that's a new album. I think you'll love it. Take a stream, take a listen.
Big Time Rush busted on the scene in 2009 with their hit Nickelodeon show of the same name. Kendall Schmidt, James Maslow, Logan Henderson, and Carlos Pena Vega became overnight sensations, going on to release 3 studio albums and performing around the globe with 5 tours in 3 years. Fast forward to 2020. After a nearly 8-year hiatus, the boy band held a surprise virtual reunion to celebrate the 10-year anniversary of their smash hit Worldwide. The fresh acoustic version sparked a new era for the group, with a new generation of fans wanting more. And ever since, they've been back big time, with a newly released 10-track album, Another Life, and a 39-city North American tour that just kicked off. We caught up with them at their Hershey, PA show earlier this month to hear all about it. This is the Life Minute with Big Time Rush.
All right, yoo-hoo! Big Time Rush is in the house! Yay! Or I'm in their house, really. Thank you guys so much for joining us on Life Minute TV. I'm so psyched to have you guys here.
Thanks for having us. Yeah, Hershey Painting, it feels good to be back.
Awesome. How are you all doing?
Good.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Very start of the tour.
I mean, this is a massive stage and a massive audience tonight, so we're pumped for it.
Awesome. It's our 8th show.
Your 8th show.
So we're in the swing of it now, yeah.
And God willing, we have no lightning and it's going to be nice and clear.
Wonderful. Yeah. Well, how's the tour been going for you so far?
Great.
Well, I mean, it was funny because we rehearsed quite a bit before we left, but we still really pieced it all together like the 2 days before the first show.
No, let's be honest. It was the night before the first show.
Well, then we made some major changes the night before the show. So I think technically the first time we did the entire thing as is was show 1, which was a little scary.
Yeah.
We pulled it off, and I mean, it's just been more and more fun, more and more locked in every show since.
If Big Time Rush is not in a rush, then it's not the band. Yeah, it's not right. So we always seem to pull it off last minute, we've just been getting better and more comfortable with the show.
Awesome. And what are fans going to get when they come see you play?
Freaking lasers, first off. Lots of lasers.
James is really excited about the lasers.
So is everyone else, because they're amazing.
They're going to get their favorite music. If they love Big Time Rush, they're going to get their favorite songs.
Well, we're playing songs that we've actually never played on tour before, even in our entirety. So I always enjoy those throwbacks.
New album, playing some of those songs, which is very exciting.
Yes, tell us about your new album, the name of it, for those that don't know. Tell us all about the new album.
All right, listen up, guys.
Another Life
by Big Time Rush.
You can check it out now, streaming everywhere. In fact, you can buy a CD, and you can also buy a vinyl, which we've done now for the first time. We've always wanted to do a vinyl.
Because we're hip and cool.
Yeah, totally. So they're coming back. Vinyl's coming back.
Another Life for us was a brand new iteration of Big Time Rush, and we kind of left the meaning a little bit more broad because it's also, I guess, in the same breath, it's about not wasting time to do what you want to do right now at this moment, not waiting for another life to do the things that you love.
In other words, YOLO, you know?
So
YOLO.
I think that's what it is.
Make it happen.
Awesome. What are some of your favorite songs to play live?
That's a good question.
I think Forget You Now I really have a good time with.
Yeah, from the new album. We have an older song, Windows Down, which is just always so much fun. It uses a Blur's Song 2 sample, so everyone kind of already knows the song a little bit. What else?
Let's see. You know, Worldwide's always a fan favorite. You know, we bring 4 girls on stage and, you know, sing to them. So, you know, the fans really love that.
Awesome. Very cool.
I'll round it out and say Weekends. We've got some really fun, smooth mic stand choreography for that song. So I think that's one of my favorites to do.
Awesome. Do you guys have any regimens or anything to get you psyched up before you go on?
We got a pretty solid hour of warm-ups, vocal warm-ups, stretching.
Everyone has a different person that they play their vocal warm-up.
Yeah, he's got several different coaches.
He's got this guy.
We kind of combine them all now.
Yeah, we kind of play them all.
And then we always pick a tour song as kind of the anthem before, and we play it. This one is a good one.
James Brown.
Yeah.
Really?
That's what it's called.
James Brown.
It is, yeah.
You got to get fired up. You gotta get something to get you in the zone.
We always act pretty crazy right before stage and
psych yourself up.
Totally making jokes and laughing a lot, and it always kind of puts us in a good mood before we go on stage.
So cool. And then how do you chill out after? And just in general, how do you guys relax?
It's hard to answer that question.
It's truly tough when playing a show is so invigorating and it takes so much energy, but from the crowd you get so much energy that it's impossible to not be fired up after. So we do try and relax, take a shower, eat a meal.
We debrief a little bit.
We do notes, sometimes it's tough to go to sleep on the bus after.
I've been sleeping in on this tour.
Yeah.
So that makes it kind of easier.
Well, sleeping in, when you go to bed at 2 and you wake up at 10, that's not really sleeping in.
True.
Do you guys all get along on a tour bus?
Yeah. So the three of them share a bus, and then I have my whole family here. So I got three kids, my wife and a nanny, and we're on our own bus.
It's just one big traveling circus. All the kids are running around, we're running around, we have scooters, and it's just a good time.
Wow. Oh, gosh.
We try to keep it pretty tidy, you know, as much as possible.
So they travel with you everywhere, Carlos?
Everywhere, yeah. Oh, they're actually, it's rest hour right now.
They're on the hillside over there.
It's rest hour, so hopefully they're surviving.
Well, do we get a rest hour? I kind of wanted a rest hour.
I think it'd be really nice.
Okay.
That's awesome. What's something you guys can't travel without? Besides your family,
my kids, we have a lot of really cool recovery gear that I think has been essential to our stamina. You know, like doing these shows over and over again, it definitely takes a toll on our body. But we work out a lot, and we have these like awesome like legs that kind of like what are they called?
Compression legs.
Compression legs. James introduced me into this thing that like heats up your core yesterday, and I'm like, man, I need
anything
one of
to
these.
keep us warm, keep us moving, limber, and healthy.
It's fancy healthy stuff, yeah. It really does.
We have
work.
More of that stuff than a physical therapy office, I think. Like for real, rollers and massage guns and all this. It's just everything.
I was gonna say also, we get a lot of random ideas and get inspired on the road. So we have stuff to make music in the back of the tour bus, and that always helps out whenever you're feeling creative.
A little tour rig.
Yeah.
Speaking of creative, what inspires you guys?
Being on the road is one of the most inspiring places for an artist because you get to see the fan reaction immediately, especially playing new music from the album. It's been really cool to see different fans, different cities, you know, which songs react the most. And I think we've been actually a little bit surprised. Like there's been a couple we thought, okay, they're going to love this, and they have. Then there's been a couple where it's like, you know, I didn't know how it'd go over, but, you know, Forget You Now, I think, is an example of that where the fans seem to just love it. And it's been, you know, really awesome, and it certainly inspires us then to kind of go back and write music that might kind of be in line with the ones that were favorites, and we talk to fans and get feedback. So again, being on the road is just one of the most inspiring places.
Traveling is huge. Different cities kind of champion different artists. So last city was Springsteen, and I wasn't so much of a Springsteen guy, but go back and listen to the records, and there's some really special stuff in there. So I think traveling and meeting new people and good food always.
Family and your partner and kids and all those things, I think, lead into your partner. Yeah, that's right, buddy. No, Mika, my fiance, not this guy.
Oh, right. Okay.
All of that family, all that stuff inspires new lyrics and honestly, a lot of old music too. I mean, absolutely. I don't think any of us listen to too much current. I mean, I know we different amounts, but I think most of us listen to, I think we're kind of old school guys primarily, or we have our favorite stuff that we kind of just go back to a lot.
Yeah, like who are some of your, you know, influences?
I grew up listening to B.B. King and the Eagles.
I love all the old boy bands.
Kansas, yeah.
Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, Boys to Men.
Yeah, that inspired this record a lot.
Guys, yeah.
Do you ever get surprised when you say you get feedback like, oh wow, they didn't like that one that much, or oh, they were really psyched about this one.
Yeah.
Most fans are pretty supportive.
It's different in every city that we go to, you know. Which,
so interesting.
Yeah, you know, like it's such a balance of like figuring out like what we want to perform, but also what the fans want. And at the end of the day, you know, it's not going to be perfect for everyone, but we really took a lot of time on this tour to put the best set list together that we were going to love to do, you know, 36 times, and that the fans were also going to love.
Well, you asked something last night, which is interesting. It's how many of you is this your first Big Time Rush concert? And so some of them are older, some of them are younger. And so between the people who watch the show and like the old school stuff, between the new people who listen to Big Time Rush, that's all across the board. So yeah, people gravitate towards different things with different cities and different crowds.
Yeah, cool. And any acting plans on the horizon, you guys?
We've been acting like a few things, foolish out here. Yes, we should. We've been talking about it.
Yeah, I think Carlos and I have a couple of films lined up for next year. We're all talking about, you know, throwing it out there very early, just conversation. But, you know, I think it's certainly something in the future that we'll all do a project again together. Whatever that looks like, not sure yet. But it would be a lot of fun. I think we're going to pull it off one day.
I think it's pretty certain that we will do that. It's how and when.
Yeah.
And who's paying for it?
And who's paying for it.
When you're not working, what do you guys like to do?
Not working. I don't know. I mean, I feel like for us, you know, we do what we love, so it's not really...
Doesn't ever feel like work.
There's hard parts, but it doesn't necessarily feel like a grind, I guess.
You've got four outdoorsmen right here.
Yeah.
We like to be pretty active, so we do a lot of adventures, some of them together even. We'll go on vacations together, as if spinning tour wasn't enough.
Right.
We still go out.
Just can't get enough
of you guys.
Each other's.
Oh, really? Are we going there?
Okay, like that?
We're done.
Same name of our tour.
I spend a lot of time in Vermont, which is like the epitome of the outdoorsy place. So a lot of swimming in rivers and hiking and picking mushrooms and
nature
them,
stuff.
Foraging and eating them and hopefully they don't kill you, you know?
It's a fun game he plays.
Yeah, it's a super fun.
You know, what do these mushrooms do? I don't know. Let's find out.
Foraging. Did you guys know each other before the show? Or
not really. I mean, we pretty much came together through the process.
Yeah.
I had met Kendall before the process, which is weird. We were already underway, so the three of us were in. And I had met Kendall at a house party a couple months prior, and then he came and auditioned, and I was like, we jammed out together. Like, you played guitar and we sang together. And so that was kind of one of those weird, fun
Yeah, we sang
stories.
Maroon 5.
Maroon 5, yeah.
When I was auditioning for it, then I see them all walk in and I saw him and I was like, whoa, at least know some, I've seen someone before, you know, so that was helpful for me because I felt like the odd man out.
We all really, it's a long audition process, so we all really got to know each other really well during that process. And then once we finally kind of found all four of us, found the missing piece, we were kind of like old friends already.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Favorite comfort foods?
You know, a good pizza.
Yeah, I had pizza yesterday. That was nice.
That's pretty good, man. That sausage pizza.
A good pizza. I love potatoes. I try not to eat them, but I love potatoes.
Like, you look any so kind. Sad. I try not
Mashed,
to eat them.
Fried. Any way, like, just potatoes.
Papa's
so
Fritas. Did you have those potato
Papa's
skins?
Papa's Fritas, baby.
Did you have those potato skins in catering?
No, how were they?
Not great.
Good. Yeah. Good.
I mean, you know.
So I didn't have them.
No offense to whoever made the potato skins.
They're all right. A little
try
dry.
Try better.
A little
try, dry. Try again. Yeah. Do better.
Try again.
Gotta fix that food up on the road.
Absolutely.
Your favorite ways to, this is probably stupid, but to stay in shape.
Well, my favorite way to stay in shape is to do the show. These guys go above and beyond, which is amazing, and look at their muscles. Look at how good they look.
I see them.
You know?
Where's the stage, guys?
Yeah, where is the stage?
No, yeah, we go to the gym every morning for hour and a half, so it's actually more mentally probably to keep us in shape, but
Well, it's also routine. You know, when you're on the road, it certainly can be tough, but doing some of the same things, even if it's in a different gym, just the act of, I'm going to go at this time, I'm going to get this workout, gives you that routine that makes you feel a little bit normal.
Yeah.
And, you know, kind of reminds you of what you might do when you're at home, so we try and keep several of the same activities and routines every day just to stay sane.
Well, and not to mention, we have to keep strengthening these muscles. You know, I'm not saying we're old, but I'm not 18 anymore, jumping up and down, you know, on our set. So, gotta make sure.
If you want to keep on eating those potatoes, you will.
I gotta go to the gym. I love it.
Awesome. What's next for you guys? What's something you want to do that we're going to see that we haven't seen yet?
Well, this is just the beginning of the tour.
Yeah. So. And we were just having this conversation yesterday, ironically enough. What's next? Well, you got to plan far ahead.
I mean, this is our second time going through the United States in just 2 years, which was unexpected and an absolute blessing. But we certainly know and recognize we have fans all over the world. So we absolutely are going to start looking to go to other countries after this one.
Awesome.
I'm just trying to eat some chocolate. We're in Hershey, PA. I'm just trying to eat some chocolate. That's my next move.
We still haven't gotten chocolate today.
I don't see any
if we don't go to the chocolate world.
Wait, who works at Hershey?
Before
just
we leave.
Sand, maybe some white chocolate.
Can we go to chocolate world?
Nuts in there?
Please. World snack, of chocolate. Snack, what is it called?
Snack size, maybe a little fondue.
Nothing in the dressing room, no chocolate whatsoever.
Do they have white chocolate?
Unreal.
Yeah, is it good? We need to get it.
I'm on my way.
Who is the funniest cast member to work with on set during filming your show?
Oh, man.
Probably the funniest and most aggravating is Steven Glickman.
Steven Glickman.
Gustavo Rock.
No, he's really hilarious. He's such a sweet person. Yeah. He is also a complete loon. But yeah,
he's one
him.
Of the greatest people out there, personality-wise. He's awesome. He is also frustrating to work with, and he knows that.
It's part of his thing.
It's part of his shtick. Sometimes he'll just bust out laughing in the middle of, and then probably
he makes
follow.
Himself laugh.
Oh, yeah. He laughs at his own jokes. I'm like, bro, you cannot like
in the middle of the take. Yeah, yeah. It's all right.
Followed by me.
Once you get it, though, it's
I
magic.
Laugh also a lot.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
I can't keep a straight face. Life is just too funny.
Steven.
Awesome.
We love you, Steven.
Speaking of life, since this is Life Minute, what is your biggest life tip to live better, live the best life?
Oh, I got one, which is it just seems like you don't ever really have it figured out. Right?
I hope I never do.
I don't think you ever have it figured out. So my life tip is just keep learning, keep exploring, and stay open, and be grateful for everything you got.
Awesome.
I like that.
You know, try your best to enjoy the journey. I know it's easier said than done, especially when you're just starting out and you want to accomplish all these goals. But make sure when you do, you know, set little goals, big goals. Every time you make those, you know, little goals and accomplishments, make sure you enjoy them, because otherwise, what's the point? When your ambition increases faster than your satisfaction, life is gonna suck. So you gotta be satisfied and let that just match your ambition and not the other way around.
Good one.
Wow. That's great.
I like
Thank
that.
You.
Yeah.
Dig it.
I don't know, on the road, things can be kind of sensory overload for me. So I try to find moments of quiet and just kind of appreciate the small things. Things are pretty beautiful if you just kind of take a minute to sit back and kind of watch stuff unfold. So yeah, appreciate the small things.
Awesome, love it. Carlos?
Me? You know, selfless plug here. My wife and I wrote a book last year called What If Love Is the Point? I just think, you know, there's, like you said, you know, there's so many things going on and all the small things are great. And what
love
if we're just supposed to, just love as much as you can, love each other, love doing this. And
hey, I love you.
Love you.
Hey, did you mean that?
Yes, of course I mean it. I love all you guys.
You guys are good guys.
You mean me?
Yeah, yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, okay.
Anything else you want to tell us that we didn't cover?
We're excited to be here. Yeah. Thank you for having
us. And come see us this summer. You know, there are still some tickets available. You know, we have 29 more shows, and it's gonna be an epic summer. So we'd love to see you guys. It's gonna be fun.
Don't forget about the album, Another Life. Make sure you just listen to it. We're super proud of it, and we got a lot of plans.
To see more of this interview, visit our website, lifeminute.tv. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast, Life Minute TV.